Suspenders are, I know there's another one. Seems like another one, but I can't think of it. If there is.
What would women wear around their wrists?
A bracelet?
And around their neck?
A necklace.
Or lots of things strung up together?
Beads.
Of what of beads?
A string of beads.
Did you ever say a pair of beads?
No. In fact, I don't even say string of beads. I just call them beads.
And what you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What you could put coins in?
In your purse, you mean? A coin purse?
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed has...
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
she likes to dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
I say it about John. He dresses up all the time.
What would you say if she's standing in front of the mirror and...
she's primping.
Do men do that?
I probably wouldn't use it for a man. I might would tease John one time with it, but it isn't something I associate with a man.
What do you associate with a man besides dress up?
Oh gosh, there's bound to be something I always tell John. Well, other than telling him how he thinks he's so handsome all the time.
What would you call a man who dresses up a lot?
Probably a nice looking man, because I like to see men dressed up.
Do you ever hear of jelly bean?
No.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover?
It's the bedspread.
What did women used to make?
Quilts.
Did you ever make them?
Mm-hmm. Patchwork quilts, yeah. I never made them myself. Mother used to, and I used to help her quilt them. But she took all the patches together and do it.
Does she still make them?
She has some started, but it's really very rare. We all got one when we got married. That was part of our wedding present. But she made one for each of the first babies. But it isn't anything she does all the time.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What do you put the pillow in?
In a pillowcase.
And do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
What about bolster? Did you ever hear that?
That's something I'd associate with a couch. That round thing on some couches. Mm-hmm. Maybe like on a rollaway bed or something like that.
You'd call that a...
I'd call it a bolster, but I don't have one.
If you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on.
And make pallets.
How would you do that?
I'd put a couple of quilts on the floor and a sheet. Throw a pillow down there and cover them up with another sheet.
And talking about land, you say we expect to get a lot from that field because the soil is very...
rich. What's good.
What's another word for rich? Start with an F. What do you have to add to soil?
Fertilize.
Okay.
Fertilizer, so it's very well fertilized.
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you call the flat land next to a river or stream?
The shore.
Or that's real good for planting in. It's kind of low.
I don't know. We've got some next to a lake, but it's not good for planting because when it comes out, then it covers it.